This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live, where our mission is to provide you the information, education, and resources that can truly help you when caring for an elderly loved one. We provide you the facts in an educational way, and there is no other program like this program. I am so excited. I am so proud of this program. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really and truly appreciate you and the time you spend listening to this program. As always, if you have questions about the program or how we may be able to help you and your family, we have a toll-free number. Write it down. Call it anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit the website online, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. If you do visit online, be sure to connect with us socially. We do a lot of communications on social media, so do not miss out on that. All right, so let's start today with a couple of save the date announcements. We have two really good free educational events coming up. So the first one I want to share with you just briefly, and again, this is a save the date. We're going to call this a Senior Care Symposium, and we're going to discuss the benefits of long-term care insurance. And we have four different companies represented here, and we're going to cover a large range of information. So it's going to be excellent. So the benefits of long-term care insurance, my part of it is I'm going to cover how to remain independent at your home and then when to consider moving from home to a senior care community. And I'll cover a lot of ground on that one. Then we're going to talk about another gentleman. We're going to talk about the levels of care offered at the various senior care communities. And then we'll bring it home with some excellent financial advisors. How do you pay for all of this? Do you use your own assets? Do you exclusively use long-term care insurance or a combination of all of the above? Will Medicaid be required in your situation? What strategies do you need there? So a wealth of information. This is a free educational event. This will be held at the Sylvester Powell Community Center in Mission, Kansas. It'll be Thursday afternoon, November the 3rd, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. So Thursday afternoon, November the 3rd, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. We'll have some snacks and some drinks, and you'll be able to register online or by phone. More information will be available very soon. I just wanted you to save the date. And then another one, this is, as you know, Judy Wechter and I, Crossroads Hospice, Crossroads Hospice Charitable Foundation, Senior Care Consulting, and Senior Care Live. We have partnered up to provide quarterly free educational events, and this next one coming up, it's going to be absolutely awesome. The total focus will be on Alzheimer's disease. It will be Wednesday, November the 16th from 9 a.m. to noon. So save that date and that time, Wednesday, November the 16th from 9 a.m. to noon. Show up at 8:30 for a free continental breakfast and register, check in, get a seat, settle in. And then this is going to be at the Matt Ross Community Center in Overland Park, Kansas. Matt Ross Community Center. Our featured speaker for this event will be Dr. Jeff Burns, co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center, and he is a phenomenal speaker. And then, of course, our very own Judy Wechter will also make a presentation at this event. You just don't want to miss it. Okay, we provide three free continuing education credits for our friends in healthcare, nursing, social services, case management, etc. So you want to sign up for that and get your three free educational events. Also, it's appropriate for the layperson, the family and friend caregiver. You will receive a certificate of completion and attendance. And it's just going to be incredible. The last time we had Dr. Burns at one of these events, the room was overflowing. And there is a capacity, and we will not go over that. Okay, so we will fill this up, and it's free of charge. That even makes it better. And so just stay tuned for more information on how to register. That'll be available here very, very shortly. But I'm really excited about both of those events and just wanted to share a save-the-date announcement on both of those with you. All right, let's get into a couple of topics that are near and dear to my heart. So let's define the various levels of care and at the senior care communities and discuss exactly what they offer. So as you wade out into the market on your own, just expect confusion, expect to have a lot of sales pressure, expect to have a lot of really contradicting information, because it's a zoo. It's a mess. If you're going to do this on your own, and most people do, I'm going to try to provide some information here that will definitely help you. This is why more and more people are calling Senior Care Consulting to help you do this very efficiently. Go out and boom, take care of this in just a part of a day, like 4 or 5 hours, and you're done, instead of 50 to 100 hours that most people spend doing this. All right, but let me help you out here. Independent living, we'll just touch on the basics here. Independent living is an apartment with 1 to 3 meals per day, a full slate of activities that are available. You have your own space. There's a full kitchen in the apartment, so you can continue to cook. But the idea here is to downsize from your home and not worry about typical home ownership issues and just relax and even have someone do all or at least part of the cooking for you. The prices have really increased quite a bit over the past 12 to 18 months. So today you can expect to pay about $2,500 per month on the low end to over, and you could easily go over $4,000 per month on the higher end, and somewhere in the middle of that for the average. A lot of that depends on, is it a studio, 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, the size of the apartment, the number of meals, etc. So some have entrance fees, where you're writing a big check up front and then a monthly maintenance fee. Some are rental only. And so that is independent living. And then you move on to assisted living. And everyone's heard about assisted living. I personally think this is the most difficult one for the layperson to navigate, frankly. And so it's an apartment with 24-hour care and support available. And they will help you out with your activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with some of these activities, such as bathing, dressing, grooming. They do all of your housekeeping. They do all of your laundry. They distribute your medications. That's a big one. That's a big one. But look, this is a social model. It's not a medical model. All right, and they do a lot for you, but there are some limits to most of these places. Now, the price of assisted living has really skyrocketed, I think, over the last 12 to 18 months. The average that you can expect to pay today is $5,000 to $6,000 per month. You can go way over $8,000, approaching $9,000 for assisted living, which is pretty shocking for being here in the middle of the country. These prices are approaching the nursing home level. I see no end in sight to these price increases. They will continue to increase them as long as the market will bear. And that's just how it's going to go for a while here. So the challenge here is that assisted living is not a standardized model. Now, some offer very, very little support. Others offer practically a nursing home level of support and everything in between. They all don't offer the same thing. So, and again, I think this is the most difficult one for most people to navigate. And then you have the nursing homes. You have private and semi-private rooms, and it has 24-hour support for your activities of daily living and for your medical needs. And this is the most restrictive level of care. And so it's not much about your personal space, and it's mostly about the care provided for you. Now, you can expect to pay somewhere between about $6,000 and $6,500. That's pretty typical for the Kansas City and expanded KC market area. That would be for a semi-private room. Expect to pay on average about $7,500 to about $10,000 per month for a private room in a nursing home. And some of them are private pay only. Many of them do accept Medicaid, but not all of them. Okay, so that's a little bit of a wrinkle and a twist. And I recently priced out a private room in a nursing home at over $13,000 per month. So that's just incredible. So that is the cost and what you can expect in a nursing home. And look, that's not politically correct, by the way, right? It's the health center. It's the skilled nursing center. It's the long-term care center. Most people still call it a nursing home. They still think of the long-term care center, the health care center. They still think of it as a nursing home. So I'm not very politically correct sometimes. I'm trying my best. So for my friends in healthcare, forgive me. You can teach an old dog new tricks, but it's just getting harder and harder. So sometimes I'll call it a skilled nursing center, a healthcare community, et cetera, et cetera. More often than not, I'm still going to call it a nursing home. So sorry about that. So anyway, after the break, I'm going to break down a couple of other levels of care and give you the pricing and what they offer. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Paying cash to a family member or friend to provide care for your aging parents in their home will cause a Medicaid eligibility penalty in the next 5 years. Is this statement true or false? Just think about that. True or false? And I'll give you the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, this program will stream to any electronic device. Very easy to do. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the Listen Live button, and it'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, laptop, whatever you have. It's really that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Paying cash to a family member or friend to provide care for your aging parent in their home will cause a Medicaid eligibility penalty in the next 5 years. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is true. Yes, it is true. And I don't think it's right. I do not agree with this. I don't think it's right. But Medicaid will look back 5 years to see if you made any gifts or payments that will cause ineligibility. And that would result in the penalty. And unfortunately, paying someone to provide care will cause a penalty. And again, I don't think it's right, but that is just how it works, at least right now. However, if, and that's if, you have a care contract, you will not have a penalty. So I can just hear some red flags going up right now, like, uh-oh, wait a minute. So if you're doing that, you need to contact a qualified, experienced elder law attorney, and just request a care contract. It's basically an employment agreement, and you can avoid every bit of that Medicaid penalty. So how about that? All right. So in the first segment, we talked about, a couple of save the dates, and then we're defining the primary levels of care. There are more than this. I'm just going to touch on the main ones. So let's move on to memory care. Now, I can't tell you how many times I'll have someone say, they're in an independent living an assisted living facility, and they have memory care. And we talk about, well, what if you need, you know, the higher level of care at the nursing home, like more of the medical model? Oh, they have memory care. I'm like, well, no, actually, that's not a nursing home level of care. That's memory care. And then they're very, very confused. So let me try to make this super, super simple. So we talked about the assisted living level, where they'll help you with your activities of daily living, and it's more of a social model. And we talked about the nursing home, where they'll help you with all of your activities of daily living, plus a tremendous amount of medical-based support. It's a medical model. Both of those levels of care can have memory care. And memory care is a special area of the building where cognitively impaired residents with Alzheimer's or dementia receive a special type of care for their unique and special needs. Right. So memory care can be offered at the assisted living level, at the nursing home, residential care, and the home plus levels of care, right? Is that confusing enough? Right? This stuff's confusing. That's why Senior Care Consulting is busy. You can expect to add about $500 a month to maybe $1,000 a month onto that cost of assisted living or the nursing home for memory care. Typically, your staffing is going to be higher in that special type of care. All right. So hopefully that's as clear as mud. Again, if you have questions, call me. What about Home Plus? I just mentioned Home Plus just briefly. This is, and I'll tell you, this is very, very common and very popular on both coasts. Interestingly, we live in the center of the country, so it usually takes 5, 7, 10 years for some trends and business ideas, et cetera, to make it to the center of the country. So, it's kind of a blessing. You can see kind of what's coming and prepare for that. And we have just that. We have many Home Plus providers here. And frankly, they got off to a little bit of a slow start, and now they are full. They're adding, expanding, and it's really exploding in our area. So this is a residential house that's been remodeled to accommodate up to a maximum of 8 residents. More often than not, most of them stop at about 6 residents, but some of them can accommodate up to 8 residents. And most of these Home Plus homes in our area specialize in caring for residents with cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's or dementia. The cost is somewhere around $6,000 to, on the real high end, about $7,500. And I'll have to tell you, that's 2-person transfer. That's really pushing kind of a nursing home level of care there. Talk about not institutional and a home-like environment. Yeah, they got that covered. So for a lot of people, this is a very good fit. Then I'm working with more and more people, especially couples, downsizing from their home and moving to a continuing care retirement community that offer all of the above: independent living, assisted living, the nursing home care, and most of them offer memory care. Some do not. A lot of these CCRCs, or continuing care retirement communities, are literally under one roof, so it's a very large, sprawling building, or some of them are in a campus style of a setup. So you've got maybe a building across the street or across the lawn, and you have multiple buildings. You have independent living apartment complexes, freestanding villa homes and duplexes and fourplexes. Some of these places are literally a community of you know, a few square miles. So it's really interesting. We have very good continuing care retirement communities here in our area. Most of them have entrance fees. Some do not. Entrance fees, 90, 80, 70% may be refunded or returned to your estate upon your death, or returned to you if you choose to move. Some others amortize 2% per month over 50 months. Look, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we are helping more and more people with this type of an evaluation. And, this continuing care retirement communities can be even more complex of a decision than a freestanding, building or provider. So if you're getting into that, wow, you've got all kinds of moving parts. And that's why lots and lots of people are calling Senior Care Consulting. If you want to reach out, call us at 913-945-2800. That's seniorcareconsulting.com online or by phone, 913-945-2800. All right, let's shift gears, and I'd like to introduce my special guest today, Judy Wechter, registered nurse and community educator with Crossroads Hospice. And Judy, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
All right. So we had a great, and I know you heard the save the date for our upcoming free educational event. The last one was awesome, and we only have about a minute to cover it, but we had a lot of questions about what is the difference between palliative care and hospice care. And those two terms are used interchangeably, but they should not be.
No. All hospice care is palliative because it is symptom management and symptom control. However, hospice is exclusive to a person being in that last phase of life, within what we expect to be about the last 6 months of life. Whereas palliative care doesn't actually have anything to do with end-of-life care. It is just treatment for someone with a disease process that's serious and needs symptom management.
So you're managing symptoms that may not be an end-of-life situation.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that is the little bit of a teaser. We're going to talk about all sorts of really, really helpful information. So don't go away. And if you want to reach out to Judy and the good folks at Crossroads Hospice, here's the phone number, 816-333-9200. Ask for our friend Judy Wechter or anyone there at Crossroads Hospice. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by to take your call at 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss any of the program, or maybe you missed one last week, or you want someone to hear the information shared on Senior Care Live, no worries. After the fact, go to seniorcarelive.com, go to the podcast tab, and then there you'll see all of the previously aired episodes. You just click the little play button and boom, you're in. And that way you'll never have to miss an episode of Senior Care Live. All right, back to my friend and special guest, Judy Wechter, registered nurse and community educator with Crossroads Hospice. And we talk about difficult things here.
Mm-hmm, we do.
We're very educational, very straightforward. Sometimes it's a good idea to get your head out of the sand and figure out how can we make the best of the situation. So if we touch anyone, if we're raising some red flags, if we're raising some interest, whatever the case may be, reach out to Crossroads Hospice. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal organization. 816-333-9200. 816-333-9200. And Judy, you cover the entire Kansas City metro area. Is that correct?
Sure do. Both sides of the state line.
And way extended from beyond there.
Pretty much Columbia to Lawrence, St. Joe to Butler.
There you go. That's a huge area.
Yeah.
And you drive every bit of it.
I do. One of my not quite so favorite things.
Yeah. So you put a lot of miles on your vehicle. So
yeah, I just don't like that much time in the car. But luckily there's frequent stops and I run in. Sometimes I have mental whiplash changing topics every few hours, but that's okay.
Right. Well, and you do just such a great job in providing education to groups, from, you know, civic groups to medically based groups to faith communities you present a broad range of excellent subject matter. And I'm glad we're talking about this here today. So we're talking about the difference between palliative care and hospice care. A lot of people, this may be new for them. Palliative care? What is that? Right. Yeah. So let's just kind of repeat that and then kind of drill down into this.
Well, I know with, hospice and palliative care being linked together by name. Most of the organizations that provide palliative care are part of either a hospice or they are part of an inpatient hospital system, like, say, KU Med or something like that. So when it comes up, it is frequently in a situation that is life-limiting or someone has been through a serious medical event. So it doesn't mean that it won't eventually need hospice, but the biggest difference is hospice is care that is looking at for people that are in their final months of life. It is primarily looking at someone whose disease process is probably going to last about another 6 months. And it doesn't mean that it might not go on longer than that. I mean, historically, you're going to live longer on hospice than you are without it. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
So all of our hospice care is palliative care because it's symptom management, it's not curative. I can't fix what's wrong with you, but I can take care of you as you go through this end-of-life phase.
And managing the symptoms could definitely, well, the first thing that comes to my mind is it's going to improve your quality of life.
Oh, definitely. And hospice is not just about dying well, but it's about living well until you die. And that ties in a lot with palliative, because the goal with palliative care is to improve the quality of life for not just the individual with a serious illness or the chronic disease, but also their family. But the difference with palliative care is that it is appropriate for anyone at any age or stage of a serious illness. It can be provided along with aggressive, assertive treatment intended to cure, and it is often underutilized for conditions that are chronic, like heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, MS, ALS, AIDS, cystic fibrosis, diabetes. I mean, if you're living, all of those are diseases that we can help manage, but we can't cure any of those. So when we look at palliative care, many people could have qualified and received a palliative care team as a part of their healthcare team for many years with their situation and just weren't aware that it existed or assumed that meant, oh boy, I'm getting ready to go into that last 6 months and I'm not ready to look at that yet.
So if someone has one of these many, many chronic long-term diseases, mm-hmm. that and they're being treated, you're telling me that they could have palliative care right now?
Oh, yes.
And in addition to all the care and medical attention that they're receiving, they could have another layer.
Sure. And that's the whole intent of palliative care is manage symptoms. So, for instance, if you have diabetes, even if you're a perfect diabetic, you take your meds on schedule, you eat the right diet, you get all the exercise, you have a great home environment, you manage stress, you've got great support systems, the disease is still going to progress. You're still going to have damage and wear and tear on your body's vital organs as a result of having that disease.
Mm-hmm.
With palliative care, that individual could also have a palliative care team that at a minimum would include a palliative physician, a nurse practitioner, and a social worker. Now, if they needed additional resources, those would be brought in by that team. But the palliative care physician is going to help coordinate care with the other physicians, so you have one person owning it, because usually we have a primary care physician. Maybe they have an endocrine doc for their diabetes. They might also have a heart doctor. They might have somebody that they go to for, their knee surgery and hip replacement. They might have a kidney specialist. You end up accumulating all of these different physicians for every body part that you own. And the palliative team helps to coordinate the care between all of those physicians, look at the symptoms that are being brought in from all of those different issues that are going on. The nurse practitioner comes out, sees the individual, they assess them. They have a higher skill set than just a basic registered nurse. So they're going to be able to identify things earlier on and help address those, coordinate care, bring in additional services. Maybe it's physical therapy for strength or gait training, equipment training and needs. Maybe it's occupational therapy to help the person adjust their work or home situation to enhance their self-care, endurance tactics to maximize their ability to live independently and autonomously as things change and progress. And at the same time, the social worker's coming in and they're doing everything from supportive counseling to helping them with guidance on decision-making processes and bringing in community resources. So maybe they need assistance with financial coverage or transportation or getting things taken care of around the home that they're not able to do for themselves any longer. And what it allows them to do is it helps them with the strength to carry on with daily life. It improves their ability to tolerate their medical treatments. It helps them set goals for their future that lead to a meaningful, enjoyable life based on what their goals are, what's important to them. And at the same time, help them think ahead about where this disease process is going to go and make plans for treatments based on their illness and upon the course of, you know, the way their disease plays out.
All right, so I am going to have to guess that this is a horribly underutilized service.
Oh, tremendously. Most people...
Now, why is that? Why?
Well, we don't know what we don't know. Most of us don't want to be frail or elderly or sick, which or dead. And the only option to not getting old or I mean, it's old or dead. I mean, those are your two choices there.
I'll take old.
Yeah, me too. I'm okay with old. And we know that when you treat these disease processes, we used to die early on from these things, but now we're able to live with them for a long time.
And with a higher quality of life.
Yes, even cancers. Cancer accounts for less than 40% of hospice patients. We have people that are living with cancers over and over again for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It comes back repeatedly.
I know a person that's just near and dear to my family, and she survived breast cancer. She beat it. She mm-hmm. turned around and survived colon cancer. Mm-hmm. Beat it. She turned around and about a year ago survived another breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Beat it. And yeah. So this has just been ongoing. She is like triply blessed. It's phenomenal.
It's not uncommon for chronic cancer to be a person's condition, meaning that they've lived with it a long time yep. and it comes back or resurfaces in other body parts. But that whole treatment process that goes with that disease brings about with it a lot of different symptoms and problems that are frequently caused by the treatments meant or intended to manage or cure the disease process. And palliative care will look at all of that. The unfortunate part is that people tend to put it off until they're in a situation that is dire or catastrophic, and then it's, well, you know, maybe we should bring in the palliative care team.
You just missed your opportunity.
Yeah, and you could have been doing it for the last several years.
Yeah, yeah.
Or decades in the case of some of us that have had multiple issues.
Yeah. So, okay. So I'll guarantee you there are thousands of people right now and the light bulb's going off. Like, whoa, wait a minute. I could be getting palliative care covered by my insurance, covered by Medicare, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And it's just extra care that will increase my quality of life. What in the heck am I waiting for? So if that is you, call Crossroads Hospice immediately, 816 816- 816-333-9200. 816-333-9200. We'll have a lot more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my friend and special guest, registered nurse and community educator with Crossroads Hospice, Judy Wechter. And Judy, I'll guarantee you, I can see the light bulbs. I can feel them. Light bulb moment. Oh my gosh, you're kidding me moment, like this new realization. So if you would, because you kind of cranked through that list of diseases, that long-term chronic diseases where you have the disease management, like you talked about cystic fibrosis and some of these things. Would you kind of go through that list again? And for our listeners, just listen. If you or someone you know are dealing with one of the diseases that Judy mentions, you qualify for palliative care. It doesn't cost you anything out of your pocket. It's covered by Medicare. It's extra medical care. They can even come to your home. You don't even have to leave. Why would you not call Crossroads and ask for palliative care? So, Judy, give us that list of the number of long-term chronic diseases, and so that we can kind of link this up together.
Basically, anything that I can't, for lack of a better description, give you a pill to make it go away, like an infection, or a surgery where I can cut it out, like a bad gallbladder.
Yeah.
So we're looking at everything from congestive heart failure, any heart disease, lung disease, emphysema, COPD, cystic fibrosis, MS, ALS, diabetes, asthma, arthritis, any chronic condition that you live. People with a history of compression fractures in their back.
Because of the pain management with that one.
Yeah, and the mobility issues and the pain meds and the constipation that comes from that. Constipation is a symptom that comes with many diseases, along with people being short of breath or they're fatigued or they have anxiety, they're exhausted, they've got depression, which is a normal response to finding out you've got Parkinson's and starting to lose function.
Yeah.
The problems with sleep. Any of these long-term serious medical conditions. If you had to write it down on a piece of paper to when they ask you, do you have any medical conditions that we need to know about? Are you being treated for anything?
Or you check one of those boxes.
Yeah. Anything if, that's are you managing check, anemia? Are you chronically anemic? Do you have
if you checked a box on any of those long-term chronic diseases that will not be cured, you're just going to manage it, and you
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, you can live for years and years, maybe decades, with a lot of these diseases.
Yeah.
You qualify for palliative care. Why would you not call Crossroads Hospice and request palliative care? Now, that has to be ordered by a physician. There's a process. But look, if this is getting your attention, call Judy, call the good folks at Crossroads Hospice and request palliative care. 816-333-9200. That's Kansas or Missouri. I'll just give you the main Missouri number, but it's good for our entire area. 816-333-9200. It's covered by Medicare. Mm-hmm. You can come to someone's home. They don't even have to leave their home.
Right. They don't have to come in for another doctor's appointment. And when they're, when someone is living healthy with a serious condition and able to manage it, they may not need this right away, but you start throwing in two or three other things. Now you've got high blood pressure and you've got hyperthyroid and you start adding these in and you've got medicines for this and you've got for that. And And pretty soon you're trying to manage all these pieces and remember what each doctor explained and how it all fits together. palliative care is the one that comes in and brings in a team that helps you understand your treatment options and your listen to you about what your goals of treatment are and help you control the symptoms so that you are in charge of what you want things to look like and to help you deal with the side effects of not just the medications and the treatment, but also of the future. Where is this going to lead? What do I need to be watching for? What things can I do to prevent those type of problems? And it allows a person to have a lot more control by improving their understanding, not just about the choices of treatment for that present condition, but to anticipate their future needs.
Can I make a confession? Right here on the radio.
Uh-oh. This could get bad.
No. It's PG.
So. Okay.
Many years ago, when I helped operate a Medicare-certified home health agency,
uh-huh.
and we provided physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, skilled nursing services, wound care services, post-surgical follow-up, patient education, all the stuff covered under Medicare, okay, I'm sitting here thinking of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of patients that we served, and every one of them could have qualified for palliative care. And frankly, way back then, I didn't know about palliative care. If I would have known, I would have called every one of them and suggested that they request palliative care.
Well, and I'll give you a get out of jail free card.
Thank you.
On that one. You're welcome. because, well, but as young as you are, it couldn't have been that far back.
I am very young. And thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. But we really haven't had some of the conditions that we're able to live with as long as we do until these last few, couple of decades, in the last 20 years or so.
Yeah.
We would have died from these issues. But now we're able to manage these symptoms. We have a lot of medical interventions that are much less invasive than what they were previously. And the long-term effects are that we are living longer with those diseases. The truth is they're going to continue to progress and we're going to have continued decline. But to be able to coordinate this care with your healthcare providers is very beneficial. And it's very beneficial for the physicians as well, because they frequently are very appreciative of the fact that they have someone else in there that can help to coordinate the care and ensure that people that are high risk for repeat hospitalizations are not ending up back in the hospital unnecessarily over and over again. And, we joke sometimes about certain diagnoses being frequent flyers. Well, it's just because it's a very unstable diagnosis and they require a lot of oversight and management. This is that. They don't have to be going to the emergency room all the time. They could have palliative care that would help them stay on top of those things and prevent those avoidable rehospitalizations.
And if I'm a hospital and I'm getting the giant fines for this readmission within a short period of time, I'm ordering palliative care on every person that I can, because, first of all, it's best for the patient. Mm-hmm. Best for the individual, and you have extra assistance, but it also is going to reduce my readmission numbers. Again, why isn't everyone receiving palliative care? It kind of blows my mind. This is a no-brainer.
And the doctors typically appreciate that, and the hospitals too, because we're providing extra time and information to their patients that they really can't do in the type of practice they have.
All right, and then some of the positive effects: pain is reduced, distressing symptoms such as nausea, shortness of breath, communications is improved, emotional support improved. I mean, there are so many positive benefits of palliative care, folks. If we've tripped your trigger, I'll guarantee you, I can just feel light bulbs going off all over the region. Call Judy, call Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200, 816-333-9200. And Judy, thanks so much for sharing this. This is awesome information.
I'm glad to be able to get the message out there. Thanks.
All right. Wow, that went fast. To everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day tuning into this program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.